Hello, I'm Christy Duncan, founder of Women in Payments, a global network that connects, inspires, and champions women across the global payments industry. Welcome to the My Career in Six podcast, where each week we sit down with an inspiring woman leader from around the world of payments and listen as she shares unique career insights in just 6 minutes. Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsors for their continued support. With your help, we can go further, faster.
Hello, I'm Gabby Ackerman, and I'm delighted to be chatting to Sharon To, head of ASEAN region APAC for SWIFT, based in Singapore. Welcome, Sharon. Perhaps you could start with a couple of words of introduction.
Sure. Thank you so much, Gabby. It's great to be here. So I lead the relationship management team in the ASEAN region for SWIFT. And my team were responsible in building and maintaining relationships with our customers, onboarding new customers, and really helping them and providing them best-in-class support and service.
Wonderful. So for those of you in our audience who may be new to My Career in Six, we start with some rapid-fire questions. Just looking for one-word answers, followed by six more detailed questions. Sharon, are you ready?
Sure.
Who or what inspires you?
Honestly, many things inspire me, especially individuals who overcame adversity or beat the odds.
Do you attribute your success to luck or hard work?
I think it's a combination of both. It complements each other.
What drives you?
My desire to grow beyond what I am and find out how far I can go.
Your favorite quote or motto you live by?
Stay hungry, stay foolish. There's always more to do and learn.
When applying for a new opportunity, what percentage of required attributes do you feel you need to have in order to be confident in your application?
Doesn't really matter. As long as you have the desire to progress and learn, just go for it.
The coolest payments company today?
I would have to say SWIFT.
That's amazing. So thank you, Sharon. Now that we know a bit more about you, let's move to more in-depth questions about your journey. What has been your biggest challenge as you climb the ladder in the payments industry?
You know, when I have to make the decision to take the plunge, to move from in an accounting role to the front line, I was hesitant initially. I think at that time, my biggest challenge was self-doubts because I had zero financial knowledge and I wasn't sure if I'm right for the job. Then I received the best advice from my ex-boss that I have to focus on my strengths instead of my weaknesses. Financial knowledge can be obtained, but personality is actually innate. So this really boosted my confidence to take on the challenge. So that's like the first highlight. And the second highlight is when I first became a team manager. I think it was a huge adjustment for me, transitioning from an individual contributor to a manager. I think the challenge for me was realizing that I'm no longer an individual contributor, but a team manager. And it is therefore important for me to start thinking beyond myself, that I'm responsible for helping my team members to succeed. You know, I didn't get everything right initially, but I think what I've learned most from those moments was about myself and my team members. And importantly, we establish trust by overcoming our differences and respecting each other's perspectives.
Amazing journey. What do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment in your career?
I would say my biggest accomplishment is to have the courage and the willingness to take that first step, the first plunge into each opportunity that came along the way over the past 26 years. I think those first steps took me on a journey of self-discovery and experiences. I learned, and today I'm still learning. I win some, I lose some, I fall. Those experiences that helps me grow and discover myself, and I'm still here, picking at a life.
If there were one thing you could have done differently, what would that have been?
I don't necessarily look back because I think everything that I've experienced, good and bad, got me to where I am and the person I am and define the person I am today. However, if I do have to pick on one thing, that would be to know earlier on in my career that it is okay to be vulnerable and that asking for help is not a sign of weakness.
How important have your networks and connections been in assisting your career in the payments landscape?
I think it's important to network and to be a part of a network. However, I think being able to build connections, it's, to me, is far more important because building connections is personal. I've built connections with individuals who are always willing to give advice and support. And they are genuine. They are genuine in my success. They are genuine in my development. And they eventually became my mentors and even friends.
As a senior female leader, how have you helped shape the culture of your current business?
There are a few non-negotiable behaviors that I feel is really important in a workplace. And that is to take accountability, to be honest, to show humility, stay curious, be open-minded.
What advice would you give to aspiring women professionals in this industry?
I think what's really important is to stay true to yourself and your values and trust your guts. Never lose vision and always believe in yourself. I think as a female, you know, you will always come across people who doubt your ability and knowledge, but you can overcome this with confidence in yourself. So, and last but not least, I really want to say, you know, you just have to remain grounded by surrounding yourself with positive influences, including people who can give you advice and support, and those who want you to genuinely succeed.
On that very inspiring note, thank you very much, Sharon, for sharing your career journey with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gabby.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you all for listening, and I encourage you to join us online for the many other episodes of My Career in 6, where we chat with inspirational leaders from around the world of payments.
My Career in 6 is produced by Women in Payments. You can learn more about us at womeninpayments.org. You can also sign up to become a member and gain access to our global membership portal, where you'll find the latest industry trends, exciting career opportunities, and so much more, all created by women for women. All of our episodes can be found on many good podcast streaming platforms. And if you really enjoyed today's podcast, please remember to rate and subscribe. It really helps us to get found by others. Thanks for listening.